This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tim Brown. How are you, Tim?
Great, Robert. Good to be here with you.
And Tim is the president and CEO of Nestle Waters of North America. Now, you have about 14 brands, major ones that people know about. Just let's start off, talk about what those brands are.
Sure. We have two different kinds of brands. Some are global, like Perrier and San Pellegrino, and some are local, like Poland Spring, that's only sold in 11 northeastern states, but still has a very prominent market position. We market spring water locally. We have six brands that cover the country, all with a significant heritage, and they're partnered with these great global brands that I mentioned, plus Nestle Pure Life, to make a portfolio of different water brands to cover all the needs of consumers.
What are people looking in for water right now? Because I see the shelves are stocked with so many different types.
Well, there's certainly a big trend to water, or back to water. And as people get more engaged in the category, they become interested in what water does for their body. So you might see, quite simply, purified water, which is probably the largest by volume part of the category. And that's really people looking for pure, clean, safe, refreshing water. But as people get more advanced and water becomes a bigger part of their diet and lifestyle, they also look for things that might be in it. So, for starters, carbonation, because bubbles might add a little bit of a difference to the palate and might fit mealtime occasion better. People look for minerals, certain minerals like calcium and magnesium that not only act to build your body up, but they act like electrolytes in your body. And that's what electrolytes are, certainly salts and minerals. And many of the waters contain that. More lately, people are looking at the acidity of water, and they're looking at the pH of water with the desire to have higher pH or lower acidity in the water, and they feel that brings a certain balance to their diet. So there's a whole range of what people look at, not just the water itself, but certainly the package shape, size, how the package performs for different parts of your day, whether you're mobile, you're doing sport, you're in the car. All this factors into making different choices for something you use quite a bit of. There's certainly nothing else that you use as much of, so it makes sense that there'd be a lot of options.
Is there anything we don't know about water that you could fill us in?
Well, for starters, I hope people know that you can't live more than 48 hours without it. Your body needs that. We think of water as prevalent. 75% of the Earth's surface is covered in water, but about only 1% of that is fresh water for human use. So really, 97% of the 75% is trapped in the oceans. Of all the fresh water, 2/3 is trapped in the glaciers. So we really have about 1% of the world's water, this whole planet covered in water, that we can use as human beings to make food, to grow crops, to drink and consume for our hydration, to use for our hygiene. It's really quite amazing at what a precious, limited resource water is.
Is there a concern that we could run out of water, actually, or not?
It's less a concern of running out and more a concern of how do we divide it up and use it the best way? So with climate change, we clearly see the amount of fresh water declining, not at a rapid pace, but a very small incremental pace. The bigger issue is we've got an expanding global population. So as most project, we will have 9 or 10 billion people inhabiting the planet. All those people have to eat and they have to drink. And as most of society around the world is now gathering to urban areas or cities, it puts an enormous amount of stress on the water supply. 70% of the water in the world, fresh water, is used for agriculture. And that certainly is the best place to look to conserve and do that in a more efficient way. So we have enough water to meet both the food and hydration needs of a growing population.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tim Brown, who is the CEO of Nestle Waters USA. So I have heard that water and soft drinks, it's actually pretty close, and it may surpass soft drinks at a certain point. Is that true, or is that just...
Man. Yeah, that's absolutely true, and more true already in certain places like here in the metro New York area, where bottled water is not only much bigger than carbonated soft drinks. Our brand Poland Spring, of all products of any shape or form sold in the New York area, this bottle of Poland Spring 16.9 ounce is the most purchased product of food, beverage, consumer goods, anything.
I feel historic looking at it.
It's fantastic. But really, we're going back to water, as I discussed earlier. Up until about 50 years ago, our society was not that mobile. People lived and worked in a quite a static way. But with the advancement of the freeway system, the advancement of the way cars have evolved to be not only a way to commute, but also a different way to work. The fact that people are more transient and mobile in general, the active lifestyle that people have, we were moving around a lot. For many years, though, the only beverage you could buy was a soft drink.
Right.
In a vending machine, at a convenience store, in a fast food restaurant, a deli, whatever. That was what was there. And especially, again, with the mobile society, people wanted that water in a package, and they wanted that package to be resealable. Then about 20 years ago, that trend started to change, and it really started changing dramatically in the last 15 years, where people on the go wanted a healthier choice. And intuitively, they were going back to water. So what we've seen dramatically is changing consumption. About 70% of the increase in bottled water consumption comes directly from people consuming less carbonated soft drinks. And that's really...
We're getting a healthier society.
We're getting a healthier... product for that same need. I'm on the go and I need hydration. I want portability, quality, resealability, convenience, but I want it without...
But a quick question about Poland Springs. What is it specifically, why it is the top-selling product, which I was completely unaware of? Is there something, a different flavor? What is
it? Yeah, well, look, let's just go by the numbers. The category is very large.
Right.
And the brand has a very strong market position. So about half the bottled water in the Northeast is Poland Spring. It's got a great heritage. It's over 150 years old. It's got a great identity coming from Maine, where people believe it's a pristine place, unspoiled nature. And where else would you want your water to come from than somewhere pure like that? So that's all that has to do with the strength of the brand.
Okay, we have about a minute before break, but you've got 8,500 employees. How do you drive innovation in the organization?
Really, a couple of different ways. For starters, we're using total quality management and employee empowerment to drive innovation. The most critical innovations happening at the point of contact on the front line. That could be at our factory line or with our salespeople or drivers. They are solving problems themselves. They're using the methodology of TQM to identify problems and create the best working environment, the best way to do things. And that's really, by volume, the majority of innovation, because it's new ways of doing things every day, and then that becomes the standard across the company. We're using technology as well to identify areas of innovation, to really filter through using data all the consumer need states to identify where people are going and where they want to be, so that we can...
We're about to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to hear more about what Nestle Waters is doing with digital and how they are becoming a true societal brand. Back in a few.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tim Brown, who is the CEO of Nestle Waters USA. We were just talking about digital and how that's changing the business.
Yeah, in fact, we can't even call it digital anymore. So here we call it e-business, because there's a confluence of technology-enabled tools that are all coming together, and they're not exclusive of each other. So we might have called digital just 5 years ago a different way to engage consumers in marketing through Facebook, through internet ads, etc. Yes, that's one element. We look at e-commerce. We look at what Amazon is doing and other players that are changing the way we buy things. Now we don't go to stores. 50% of the people that buy things online look at Amazon first to understand a product description or a reference price. We're seeing advanced analytics become reality. Predictive analytics and advanced analytics, because now we have enormous computing power and we have the cloud to merge data. So now we can really ask questions that were possibly unanswerable just a few years ago because of the limitations of computing or time. And now we can ask these questions and get provocative answers to questions. And last, the machine's helping us. So the way things learn, machine learning, the machine can help improve things. So you put all that together in a suite. And in some ways, it changes everything you do. It certainly changes the way you approach and communicate with consumers. Today, we answer every single tweet, Facebook message, Instagram message where our brands are noted or noticed or mentioned. I couldn't do that just 6 months ago. Now I have the technology that identifies this and puts them in order so that we can send a response, a thank you, a question, comment, request to if they'd like to go deeper. That's a critical way to engage. Just a few years ago, the only thing we had was people would take their initiative to call an 800 number to answer those questions. Now, good or bad, we're reacting in real time. We're using these technologies to segment consumers and talk to them in a relevant way at different parts of the day based on what they're thinking, what they need, not just broadcasting some ad at 8 o'clock at night.
You're obviously really passionate about digital and how it's transforming the business, and you're an operational person. I know originally sales, but operations. When was the moment when you said, wow, digital really can change our business?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. I was down in New York in the offices of Facebook, and I did an immersion day with Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Salesforce. And I really had a bit of an epiphany towards the end of that day that I'd prefer to have a technology company that actually sells water than be a water company that's using technology. It's truly amazing what's possible. And it involves the relationships with our consumers, but then how we do operations. The Internet of Things is not an abstract concept. Really, what it is it's going to allow us in an intelligent way to look how machines are behaving with each other so that we can make better, more efficient, smarter decisions to either grow our business, conserve our costs, deploy our resources, train our people. It's all a new way of looking at things, and it's changing right under our feet.
That is exciting. And let's talk about how you become a societal brand. And I know there you are taking a sip of that Poland Springs after that statement. You, I know, have also a passion for what's happening in society and how Nestle Waters is impacting to make the world a better place. Talk about that.
Well, it certainly starts with health and wellness. Just the idea that the best thing you can put in your body is water. And the belief that at some point our society got quite out of balance, where we're receiving much too much of our caloric intake through beverages. And as we saw this change, it's very motivating. And to give you some context, since 1999, the American diet has, through bottled water, switching from sugared drinks to bottled water, has experienced a reduction in caloric intake of 42 trillion calories.
42 trillion calories?
Yeah, it's an enormous, staggering number, and it's actually increasing. So if you think about that in context over that 15-year period of time, each person in America, if they stayed on the same track with calories and beverages, would weigh 9 pounds more. So bottled water has played an enormous role in fueling a healthy lifestyle. And look, there's many other good things happening in food and beverage, from the quality of food to the simpleness of the ingredients to people's focus and intelligence on what's good to put in their body. We're just glad we could start it.
So we've got 2 minutes left. Let's end up talking about your leadership philosophy. Was there a challenge you faced in business, and because of that, you learned a real lesson that shaped some of your thinking? And you said, well, that's sort of how I think about leadership.
Yeah, it really gets back to values. I was lucky to have a great mentor who, at a certain time that no one was talking about it, mid-90s, bringing in values-based leadership into our culture, into our company nomenclature, and how we behave and act. You know, it didn't happen overnight. It really took about 5 years to really sink in and really for us to understand how do we approach behavior. How do we, the analogy is a river. And if people are behaving well, it's hard not to. But if people are behaving poorly, it's really hard to fight that as well.
What a great analogy.
And so with that, this idea that values shape culture, and behavior defines values, we reached a critical moment in our company's history in 2000, 2001. We had new people into our category, the best of the best, the big beverage giants, Coke and Pepsi. And anyone with a pen internally inside the company or externally in the media was predicting our downfall. And we relied on those values to get our team together and create a path forward, really leaning on each other. It was an idea that we would go attack waste inside the company and put that in as fuel to be able to grow and compete in the marketplace. But that couldn't have happened without transparency, without respect, without a certain amount of integrity and passion, the way people would work together, because everyone had to sort of lay down their self-interest for the good of the whole. So it was a great challenge, it had a great result, and it was fueled by values.
Pleasure having you on the CEO show, Tim.
Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Robert N. Ganesh on Transformational CEOs. These are CEOs who've transformed themselves and their business to succeed in the digital world. We're privileged today to be with Dan Hesse, who was the CEO of AT&T Wireless, CEO of Sprint, and has a unique insight on what transformation really means. So let's start out. What was a personal transformation that you went through that impacted you in the digital world?
Well, you mentioned AT&T. It was back in the early 80s, and our business back then was voice telephone calls. You know, that was the core business, reach out and touch someone. And we were given two new technologies to start using. One was email. This was way before the internet, so it was an intranet called AT&T Mail.
Right.
And the other was voicemail.
Uh-huh.
And again, voicemail, not from the point of view of you call somebody and get their answering machine. I mean, you actually record a message and send it through the network. So using digital bits, both email and voicemail, to really disrupt the core business. And what I learned about, the first big aha, was this notion of time shifting. I could, if I wanted to send somebody a message at midnight or 1 in the morning, I didn't have to worry about waking them up. I could actually receive messages whenever I wanted to. So this notion of time shifting, that is now a big deal in all media. I mean, even if you have cable TV or what have you, have a DVR, or you get it over the internet, you get things when you want to get them. But what was really instructive for me very early in my career was this notion of creative destruction, where here we are at AT&T, and our dog food, if you will, our business was voice telephone calls.
Mm-hmm.
We were coming up with new things that were going to compete directly with it and ultimately potentially destroy it. And the other was, as soon as I got a car phone in about the mid-80s, I learned how much more powerful it was, how everything was with the mobile phone, because place was no longer important. I mean, because you could be driving in a car. So it used to be time was important and place. Now time wasn't important, and with a mobile phone, place wasn't important either. You could get it or send messages or receive it from anywhere.
So you contextualize this, Dan, to the world of business. You had that aha moment. How did you translate it into business, actions, transformation, changes? Maybe you could throw some light.
So at AT&T, a lot of people forget just how innovative AT&T was as a company back then. This was the day when the Bell Labs, was the most prominent research organization, I think public or private, in the world or in the history of the world. So I'm a young product manager, and I have three guys from Bell Labs kind of assigned to me to work with me. And I'm the new product manager on a product called InWatts. And InWatts was basically a product for, you had payphones everywhere, at every gas station, at every intersection. It was basically for truckers, distribution companies, where they'd go up to the phone booth and call dispatch, but they wouldn't need exact change. Basically, it was the 800 number. And we did some market research and showed, you know, if we created the capability of having customized numbers like 800 flowers or 800 car rent or what have you, we could really create a new business. Shift calls during time of day. So in the morning, they'd go to the East Coast. In the afternoon, the calls would go to the West Coast. So we created 800 service. And InWatts, we changed the name. We created all these telemarketing programs around it. Went from almost nothing to within 5 years, representing almost half the traffic on the network during the business day. So the first thing you learn is how to create. Fast forward a few years later, I'm called up at the end of 1995. We're getting ready for at AT&T for something called Trivestiture. Geez, Dan, we'd like you to launch this new business. It's called the Internet, and there's a lot of debate on whether it's going to be a big thing or not. And actually, my nickname at headquarters, once I started doing it, from some people was Rubber Ducky, because the Citizens Band Radio was a good example of the fad of the year that had faded, and lots of people at AT&T thought it was going to fade. But when we were doing the work for the Internet, we realized that our objective on 800 was to have the 800 number at the bottom of every ad for every company, as the front door to that company. When we launched the Internet business, the Internet address or URL, so www.hilton.com, was going to take a huge chunk out of the 800 business, so destroy that business. A couple years later, I was asked to take a look at how we might upend what we really dominated, which was the high-end PBX business and private lines. And I was on the development team of the and ended up selling the very first software-defined network or virtual private network, where we put all the capabilities of PBX up in the cloud. And so basically learning how to go to the next place, you had to be willing to destroy the existing business that you know that you have. Probably the most impactful was, and I was just reminded about this last week, was I was the guest speaker at a reunion of former AT&T executives. And I was talking about my career at AT&T, and one of the people in the crowd says, I remember when you got up to give the pitch at the senior leadership group about Digital One Rate. And I had just gone out to run AT&T Wireless, which is also a new business. And we had two big businesses in the mobile business in terms of profitability. One was roaming, and one was long distance. So Digital One Rate not only destroyed those two businesses, but most importantly, so I was presenting this to the senior leaders at AT&T. They go, that'll destroy the calling card business. And if you remember the time back in 1997, you went to any airport, and there were lines of payphones as far as the eye could see, and lines of people waiting to make calls on those payphones with their AT&T calling card. And then they would go to their hotel room, and they would use their AT&T calling card because nobody took their mobile phone on the road because long-distance charges and roaming charges were so complex and exorbitant. So we came out with Digital One Rate. And by the way, when I talk to other people in the industry, it's almost like, do you remember where you were on that day when something big happened? Almost everybody remembers where they were when they heard about Digital One Rate, because that really did, in fact, almost destroy the calling card business and really radically changed the wireless business. So this notion of creative destruction, applying it, first learning how to create a business, because at AT&T back then, when I first started, we had 80 or 90% market share. So the only way you could grow, you couldn't grow by taking someone else's customers. You had them all already. You had to create brand new businesses from whole cloth. And that was a fantastic lesson and to give given the opportunity to do that.
I like the term creative destruction, because people talk about cannibalization. I think this is this captures it better, because it has two sides to it. You have to create, and then you have to destruct. You were going to ask something.
Yeah, and actually, you know, I was going to say related to that, why big companies like AT&T and other great companies that you'd say, why isn't there more innovation coming out of these companies with all this intellectual property, is because of the hesitancy to destroy the cash cow. That's why somebody new comes in. And one of the great examples, I think, is Netflix. So Netflix came in and they destroyed Blockbuster, because back then it was bricks and mortar with DVDs through the mail.
Right.
So they own the DVD through the mail business. You'd think they'd be on top of the world. No. They realized that where the competition was going to come from, where the puck was going, was online. So they destroyed their mail business by going to streaming. They did it themselves. That kind of creative destruction, if you will, what's called the J curve. And at Sprint, I had the opportunity to also apply it later on. So here we were at Sprint. I'd been there for a few years, and we were the fastest growing brand in the U.S. major mobile space. We had been growing at over a million net adds per quarter, quarter after quarter after quarter. We were number one in CSAT, or customer satisfaction. We were the only unlimited plan. Things were going very well. But our weakness was our network. And we had this kind of kludgy network, because the company had come together from three different, if you will, acquisitions or mergers. We had Sprint, Nextel, and Clearwire, with three separate networks completely incompatible. So we started thinking, how can we turn this weakness into a strength? And the only way was to completely destroy all three networks. Pull the plug, replace every nut, bolt, screw, wire. But it would be like Netflix when they moved from, if you will, mail to streaming business. It's called a J curve. Your business is going to go down for a while
and
before it goes up.
1 minute left before commercial.
Oh, okay. So you have this J curve where you have to go down and then go back up. At Sprint, we realized if we ripped everything out, it was going to disrupt customer service. It was going to disrupt that network customer experience, because you can't just do it with no impact. And there was no playbook. Nobody had ever done it, or nobody had, if you will, the strength was we had low-band spectrum from Nextel, mid-band from Sprint, high-band from Clearwire. How could we put this stuff all together with all these new technologies that hadn't been applied, MIMO, carrier aggregation, and what have you? So we took about a two-and-a-half-year really difficult time in terms of customer service as we made all these changes to the network. But once we were done, a fantastic network in order to grow in the future. So this, you know, this willingness to kind of take your business, destroy it, and create something new is the key to future growth.
And the fascinating thing there is not only did you become number one in customer service on the ratings, but also you were the S&P best performing stock, number two best performing for your last 2 years as CEO, right behind Netflix, coincidentally. We're taking a commercial break. We'll be back in a few.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Robert Anganish, and we're on the transformational CEOs. And so you were talking about what happened at Sprint. And in talking more about Sprint and the great transformation that you had at Sprint, and then you talked about AT&T and the transformation there, now let's look forward. When you look at the future of the digital revolution, what do you see happening?
I think it's the most impactful change in the history of mankind. It's the most rapidly adopted technology, if you will, in history. And this notion of digital transformation, which is really, I think about it as the mobile internet. It's the combination of the internet and mobility together. We went from 0 to 6 billion plus users in 25 years. So if you look at economies, for every 10 points of penetration, that is, you take a country, and if it goes from 60% of the people having mobile phones to 70, that 10 points of penetration yields to about a half a point of GDP growth. In the U.S., they're saying the last 10 years, $1.5 trillion have been added to U.S. GDP from the productivity that comes from the mobile internet. So from an economic point of view, and there are some disparities in that, you know, the U.S. has almost half of the 4G connections in the world and only about 10% of the wireless users. But that is, I think, beginning to improve. From an environmental perspective, a lot of e-waste is being created, electronic waste. They say in the U.S. every year enough to fill up a line of dump trucks, bumper to bumper, from Washington, D.C. all the way to Orlando. But on the other hand, you take a mobile phone, it's taking all sorts of things out of landfills. Because that one mobile device, it could be your TV, your computer, your flashlight, your camera, your music player, or what have you. In terms of education, it used to be if you wanted to take, you know, a really advanced class, like an advanced placement class, you had to either go to a really big high school or a really good private high school. Now with things like Khan Academy, you can be anywhere in the country or the world and have access to almost everything from an information perspective. Safety. Yeah, you know, these devices, you see more texting and driving and other kinds of, if you will, calamities and risks. But on the other hand, you can dial 911. You know where your kids are all the time. Natural disasters, you get warnings. It's great for first responders. I think from a societal perspective, though, this is where it really has a huge impact. You take a look at our youth. Elon University did a study, which they said, this generation who's grown up in this digital world, the good news is they're very fast-acting multitaskers. If you look at almost any of them, they can't just do one thing. I mean, if they're watching television, they're doing two other things at the same time. That's great, and they're very decisive. That's good from a productivity point of view. But they also say perhaps not as much deep thought and reflection, need for instant gratification, also a certain addiction to this technology. You try to take your cell phone from your kids. I have a couple. They call it also FOMO, fear of missing out. So there's some negatives that go with a positive, but I think on balance, positive. Where I'm particularly interested is as we get older, I think it'll have a huge societal impact on aging in a very positive way. Whether you're hard of hearing or have a hard time seeing, speech to text, text to speech, self-driving cars, personal assistance with robots, social networking, the ability to stay connected, you know, to others, crowdsourcing and what have you, a meaning for your life, the ability to live independently, I think, much longer, and, you know, as people age, I think it'll be fantastic for, we'll call it the aging population. So I think it's the most important change in human history, And there's some pluses and minuses, but more pluses than minuses.
Interesting. So you were discussing societal change and impact, and you have seen creative destruction. You have led AT&T, the entire mobile business. Then you went to head Sprint. What kind of advice would you give to a CEO who has successfully run an analog business, for lack of a better term? What are the attributes which you think they need to either keep or attract or nurture to be successful in the world of digital?
I think number one, and it's hard to do with Wall Street the way it is today and the pressure on the short term, is to take the long-term view, to look around the corner. Because if you're just focused on the next quarter, your competitors or the challenge isn't necessarily coming from your traditional competitors. It might be coming from someplace else. It might be coming from virtual reality.
Right.
Or something completely different.
Right.
And so you need to take a long-term view, have your head up, and be also willing to, call it, creatively destruct. Take that. If you're going to pivot, you may have some short-term gain required for, or short-term pain for the long-term gain. Like I was describing with respect to Sprint, what we did there. Number two is delegate. Just to keep up on all the changes, the business has to move very quickly and has to bring in a lot of information. A company moves as fast as the number of decisions that are made every day, right, which is directly related to the number of decision makers that you have. So you need to delegate. Learning. Incredibly important and more important than ever. So one of the things that I did in my last role is we would travel as a team, the senior team, about once a quarter, many of us, out to Silicon Valley, not only to meet with angel investors and startups and VCs of various kinds to learn about what's going on, but we would immerse ourselves in courses like Singularity University would have one, where we would learn about 3D printing and robotics and big data, things that today aren't necessarily related to our business. But where are the opportunities and threats coming from? The ability to kind of look long term. I think finally, I'd say, is culture. Build a culture focused on innovation. So in my last couple of years at Sprint, we were being granted an average of over 2 U.S. patents every business day.
Oh.
D-A-Y. And we celebrated innovation and patents. So, you know, there was a big event, big company event, when we would hand out the awards for patents. It became an important part of our culture.
So we have time for one-word answers now, rapid fire. I'm going to say something, you give your response.
Yeah.
Virtual reality.
Immersive.
Digital revolution.
Mobile enabled.
Digital 2050.
What's the difference between real and not real?
Interesting. Culture.
Eat strategy for breakfast.
Customer.
Never forget, your people are your internal customers.
So, Dan, thank you for sharing with us. And what we've learned is it's all about creative destruction. And that means you have to first create and then destroy. And that is what will lead to successful leaders in our digital revolution. Thanks for being on the Transformational CEO Forum.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.